After his separation, I composed a poem. The beginning stanza is this. Niti jasmin nishanti nayana jadabhare snata gatrat bhujanan uchchai rutko satan sri vishakupi sudaya dhiraya sri yogoshtin prithi galhandha karvi hitanayana mani bhavita jena hina jatra sau tatra sighaṁ kripana nayana hi niyataṁ kim karuyam. The beginning. Nite jasme nishante. At the last moment of the night, he was taken in by Sri Radharani, as if she was very much impatient to tolerate his separation. She was taken. Nayana Jalapuri Snata Gatra Vidana. Amongst hundreds, thousands of people who are weeping, weeping profusely so that they are taking bath in their own tears. Nayana Jalapuri Snata Gatra neglecting that. Radharani took impatiently in front, drew his in his camp, very impatiently. Asmin shanti nayana jalabhari snata gatra gudanam utkui utkosatam, and someone is crying aloud for the separation. But without caring for that, Radharani impatiently took him, because she could not tolerate his separation any longer. Now, what was the condition of the earth at that time? Prithi Garhandakari Hito Nayanamani. Our Guru Maharaj's secret name was Nayanamani Manjali. Nayanamani. Nayanamani means this. Eyeball. If eyeball is taken out, then the whole earth is dark to that gentleman. The Nayanamani was taken suddenly, and the whole world was covered with darkness. Hito Nayanamani Ivo. Prithi Gadhandakari, deep darkness came down, as if the eyeball has been taken out of them. Jenahina, by his separation. Jatrasohu Tattasigham, Kripannayan, addressing as if to the own, to one's own eye. He was so miser. While he is going, please take me hurriedly that towards that direction. Which way he is going? Oh my miser, I take me in that side hurriedly. Come back to the people of Nayanamani. Niyatam kim karuyam, take this servant. Take this servant, why you are so miser, my eye? Take me hurriedly towards that direction. Which way he is going? And another internal meaning is Kripana Nayana, he Nayana, that is Nayana Mani Manjari, his name. Addressing him, you are so cruel to me. Nayana. Nayana means Gurudev. You please take me where you are going, along with you. 와이비가 저를 구해줬더니, 나는 이 니어당 대교 디스타인먼트, 랑웨이티우, 메리 하리들이. In this way, this is the beginning in this way, that was 11 or 12 stanza. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. Die, gold, holy gold. Die, gold, holy gold. He took his bonded puri. So, Gaurendo Rasta Shaili, there is one shlok. Gaurendo Rasta Shaili, Kim Kanaka Ghano, He Madhid Jambu Najya, Abir Bhuta Prabhar Shai, Nishida Janapadam, Plavayanda Padagdam, Gaurari Bhava Humo, Rajasucha Sasa, Samyuga Upa, Sayamsa, Yatta Ho, Yatta Shikhaṁ Kipanayanai. Where Mahaprabhu sat down, Gaurendra, the moon Gauranga, sat down where this, he was trying, came out from that very place. And where Mahaprabhu came out, he sat down there, Navadvi. Mahaprabhu was born in Nadia and disappeared in Puri. And our Guru Maharaj appeared from Puri and disappeared here in his birthplace. So Gaurendra Rasta Shaili, had the moon of Gauranga, moon Gauranga, was set down. He took his bath. How? Kim kanaka ghano hemudhi jambu nadda. A golden cloud. Taking, drawing its luster from that wonderful imaginary gold that comes out in Jambu Nadi, sprang up in Jambu Nadi, the special quality gold. Is it such? Such a golden cloud taking bath from the puri there. Jambu Nadi. Abhibhuta Prabhasri Shakurjan Janapati Dabla. The whole country has been burnt by the severe sun and the famine drought, and that cloud raining profusely the whole country, then came and suddenly disappeared in the place of appearance of Gauranga. Is it so? In this way. Javani kantha lagna vilasati saratam krishna jaitanya chandri karna krodha jananam kim kanaka saiva muttim prakashya. The voice of Gauranga, Saraswati, our Guru Maharaj's name was Saraswati. Saraswati means Bani, words. Javani kantha lagna vilasati saratam krishna jaitanya chandri. The voice was lived in connection with the thought of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Has that come out again from the ears, karnakro, the lap of the ear of so many devotees who attended the talk of Gauranga? From that year, from that cave, has it come out again? Then, Jananam Kim Kanagaharam Saiva Murti, is it that the words now has appeared in the form of a visionary type? That sound has been transformed into vision? Murtim prakasya, visibility. And when the Jagannath, he starts in the chariot, Prabhupada was born just on the side of that way, on the Jagannath Rath, the chariot of the Rath, of Jagannath and passes by the road, and just on the side, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he hired a house, and in that house Prabhupada was born. So, while Jagannath cast his glance from there, it has got the Nayanamani name. The Nayanamani, that is the eyeball of Jagannath, was cast in that house, and from there it has taken a visible form that was originally in the voice of Gauranga, Gaura Saraswati, Gaura Bani, has that taken such form from the place where Jagannath cast his glance from that house. And so one of his name was Narnatara, the eyeball, is it? That for that his name was, one of his name was eyeball, Narnamani. Nittatara vidhiyo. Anyhow, whatever it may be, miser eye, take me hurriedly towards that direction in which way he is going. And this way. So he does not understand yourself. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol.
Alright.
Yes.
When did he get that name, Nayanamani?
He himself has expressed that.
Oh.
In the class. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamalamani Manjari.
Yes.
Gunamani, Gunamanjari is Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj.
Yes.
Gunamanjari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kamalamanjari. And our Guru Maharaj expressed his name privately. Nayanamani Manjari. To some people, he heard from them. Nayanamani Manjari. It is written in some place. Mm. Gaur Hari Bol. Once in Radhakunda, some of us were living with him for a month. At that time, he was that Ashtakalya Lila. He was hearing, making to sing by some of the persons, his devotees there. I followed him very closely, trying for a mental attitude to be very closer to his Vrindavan personality. In the daytime, he used to live in a new building. The month was this October, rather, little cold. The daytime in a new building, and the night time, the new building, that was little cold. So at night, he used to stay in a tent, spread just on the pebble land in the front of that building. He lived inside, and I took my position just on the gate of that tent outside. That very night, I used to take my bedding and just outside his gate, past night. One day, at morning time, he is coming to the Pakka house, the building. I am following him closely. There is no other man. he put his slipper just before entering the room. And he thought that after entering the room, he will take the slipper with his hand and put it in a proper place under the bedstead, and then he will. But whenever he left the slipper and entered the room, I took it. I took the slipper. And after turning, he came to take the slipper, he found that it is in my hand. Then he told a simple sentence. Ami shoriye nichi, that I am taking it away. This is the word. But it came with so sweetness and softness that I had to think, where from this voice is coming? It is not a voice, not a sound of this place, this land. It is coming from some other land, some other plane, so soft and so sweet the voice came. Only this only, the word is this. Ami shoriye nichi, that I am taking it away. Only this much, nothing more. But it rang in my ear that this is not a sound of this plane, this way. This comes from some other world. Some other world. So soft, so sweet, so heart-capturing. Is this the way in which the conduct and the behavior occurs so harmoniously there, so sweet? Kathadanam, every speech, every word is like a sun. The movement, gamanam nittam, movement means it is dancing. Every moment is like dancing, sweet. And every word coming out, it is song, singing. It has been described. Everything modified with high degree of beauty. Everything. The land of beauty. Everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. Everything having the touch of the beauty divine, charming. Charming, the prime cause is charming. Attracting, charming. Snatching. Snatching the heart. There is a land sort of existence. And our aspiration is after that sort of life. We aspire after. Radhika Madhavasam. We can sincerely foster that sort of idea. To feel attraction, a life of such a thing, where everything is music, where everything is music, a music character. Music character. The fruit of Krishna, that is guiding everything. That can draw out even the life from the body. The sound is so charming that as if the very feeling, sentiment is as if it is coming out, wants to come out of the body, of the bodily existence. whatever part of our body is touched with any sort of disease, that seems to disconnect with other parts, and that part runs to move, to join. If it is possible to think. If the color, the eye wants to feed it, as if separating himself with other parts of the body. If ear hears the sound, ear wants to run towards that sound, even neglecting his connections with other parts of the body. Competition. I don't want your connection, this body, I want to run towards that direction. There is a call from there. The ear will say, the eye will say, the touch will say. That competition. Whatever part is touched, that part is run away from the other friendly companions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Harivo, Nidai Gaur Harivo, Nidai Gaur Harivo. Nidai Gaur Harivo. Once when Prabhupada conducted the whole Vrajamandal Parikrama, after that is finished, he asked his disciples, what positions have attracted you most? What position in Vrindavan has attracted you most? When it was asked to me, I told that Kadam Khandi, the place of Rupa Goswami Prabhu's bhajan stuff, between Nandagram Krishna and the Jabhat Radharani. Midway, there was an ashram where Rupa Goswami settled and used to write this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Chaitanya on this from there, generally. I told that that place attracted me most. After a year or two again, when we have gone to Radha Kunda in his company, suddenly he told, "You're that very place, your place?" I am astounded. Where is my place? "You're that place, Kadam Khandi, Rupa Goswami." I thought, oh, 2 years or 3 years ago he inquired, which was very attractive to whom, that is with some purpose, and he has kept it in his mind. And accordingly, today he is saying that your place, your place, where is my place? So he was so much particular about that is Ruchi Parikha, to test to examine the test of a particular person to a particular lila, a particular group of service. These are necessary in the archive to test his disciple. Which is the place, where he is to be located, where his test stands. And accordingly, harmony with that innate test, he is to help him in his march towards that land of glamour. Gaur Harivo, Gaur Harivo, Gaur Harivo, Gaur Harivo. Nidai Gaur Harivo, Nidai Gaur Harivo. Nidai Gaur Harivo, Nidai Gaur Harivo, Nidai Gaur Harivo. Nidai Gaur Harivo, Nidai Gaur Harivo. Radhika Madhavasam. That are hoping against hope. That the highest hope. We are pinned down. Our feet is pinned down there. The goal, the destination, has been settled, and how to reach there, and when to reach there, and who others will come to my help to reach there. The master, guru, sikha guru, dikha guru. Whoever will help me to go there, he is my guru. He is my guide. Who will help me to go to my destination, which is located in this way. The hankering, the hunger, the station of my hankering, hankering, the station, the destination. Gaurhari Gaurjadhika Madhuvasam Praptu Yasya Prasitukripaya Igurum Hintam Madhusam. And who has helped me to locate my place of destination? Radhika Madhu Praptu. He has given, he has educated me. How to aspire after, what to aspire after, and how we can go to their aspired shelter, highest. All these I have got from whom? From who is my all in all in life? The master of my life. This is a boat, and he is the helmsman. I have surrendered him. I have accepted. I have to work on a boat. What is that?
Embark is going.
But I have put myself in his boat, and he is taking me towards the goal, the end of my life. Guru Karno Dharam, helmsman. Nirdeham has been compared with boat. By utilizing my resources in this body and mind, my Gurudev is owing me towards the goal as helmsman. Guru Karno Dharam. One who has come in human species, if he does not take this advantage, he commits suicide. He commits suicide after coming in this human birth. If he loses to take this advantage of crossing the ocean of life and death, the ocean, the very nature is waves, birth and death. To cross this ocean of birth and death, the helmsman is Gurudev, and if one missed this chance, he is committing suicide in Bhagavata. Nidhiham adyam sulabham sudhullabham labham sukalpam guru karma dharam mayanukulena navasateritam puman bhavadhinutarecha atmaha atmaghati. Committed suicide. And I am helping so many boats, Lord says. So many boats are passing, and I am helping like a favorable wind. Helmsman is Guru, and I am favorable wind. The boat is this human body, and we all should take the advantage of crossing this ocean of life and death, but it is compared to the infinite, this world, something like infinite. Very difficult to cross this ocean of life and death, birth and death. If we want to get away from these troubles, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, we must take the chance. We must take the chance, otherwise you lose so much that it amounts to suicide. Gold, holy bowl. Gaur-hari-bol, Mahaprabhu's grace, this was some sort of selection. But Nityananda Prabhu's grace, there is no selection. Whoever comes across him, he gets the grace. There is such magnanimous. It's so much magnanimous. Whoever comes across on this way, he gets the benefit. He saved. So raw, indiscriminate, and so spacious his mercy. Most venerable, generous, magnanimous, Nityananda. But Mahaprabhu has a sort of discrimination. But Nityananda does not care for any discrimination, whether he is fit or unfit. So overflowing his mercy. Nidai, Vinyabhai, Radha Krishna, Paitanai. Overlooking the grace of Nityananda, overlapping him, never. The courage has to go to Radha Krishna, neglecting the grace of Nityananda. So Swami Maharaj has less stress on Nityananda. Nityananda is Balaram. Less stress. But the fallen, Nityananda Prabhu's grace is worth. Is real wealth, because discrimination has got no much place there. But in the grace, in the mercy of Gauranga, magnanimity of Gauranga, some sort of discrimination. Still not so much, but still we find a sort of discrimination. But Nityananda Prabhu is more generous. So first go to Nityananda. And by grace you will go to Mahaprabhu. And by the grace of Mahaprabhu, you will easily reach the Radha Vrindavan. That is the way shown to us. Go to Nityananda, from there to Gauranga, Sri Gauranga. Yatha yatha gaura palara vindi, kriyeta bhaktin krita punya rasi, tatha tathut satpati riddha kasya. Radha Padam Bhuja Sudham Bhurasi. Are chlorated by the mercy of Gauranga, have tried to approach Radharani. Then no possibility of any dirt to enter you there, to disturb you in that place. That would be perchlorated here by Gauranga. You have got Gauranga, you are sure that you will very safely, smoothly, easily, and very intimately, you will have the heart service of Radha. Otherwise, it is very dangerous, and sometimes suicidal, reactionary, if you do not go through Gauranga. If you want to approach direct to Vrindavan towards Radharani, it is very dangerous. You must go, recommended by Sri Gauranga. That is, if you can appreciate the life of Gauranga, the ideal of Gauranga, the karma and the other things will be exhaustively eliminated. You will be really purified to be acceptable to that domain of that highest leela, what fasting. This is the fact. Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar. Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gurudev Ji, Gurudev Ji. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Yes.
In the temple, they say, for some devotees, they say there is the place where Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga met for the first time. There's a temple on the Mayapur side. Is that true?
That is it.
There's a mandir.
Where?
Near Mayapur. And it's told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu met there.
Yes. That is Goswami Maharaj. The Gauriya Sangha. I myself gave the name there. Nandanacharya Bhavan. When Nityananda first visited Navadvip, then he took his shelter in the Nandanacharya Bhavan, in a house, particular house in the town. The Mahaprabhu told to his devotees that one great person has come here. Try to find out him. I am feeling in my heart that a great personage has come to visit the town. Last night I found that in a chariot whose sign is that of Baladeva Talojangha came and inquiring here, you have his knife on this house? Will you say? Will you guide me? Where is Nimai Pandit lives? Where does he live? I saw a dream of that tribe. Mahaprabhu told, Nimai Pandit told to his friends. So, one great man must have come here to inquire about him. This was the advice of Mahaprabhu towards his family. And they tried to search for him, for such a big, great man, great person. But they came out in despair, disappointed, that no such person would come. Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, let me try, come along with me. And he came at once to that Nandanacharya's house. Nandanacharya's house. And there found Nityananda Prabhu is sitting on the veranda. And there was meeting Nityananda Prabhu. And he lost his senses, finding him out. And so many sudden tears and all these things. They are introduced. Nityananda Prabhu was introduced to the devotees, and they are the first acquaintance. Now, at another time, when some disturbance from Advaita Prabhu's remark, Mahaprabhu left his place and at once came and jumped in the Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur also jumped in the water of the Ganges and took Nimai Pandit out. And after that, Nimai Pandit told, I am hiding myself in the house of Nandanacharya. And you say, to Advaita Acharya, then Nimai Pandit jumped into the Ganges. We could not find him. And let us see what that he do. Advaita Guru remarked,
Guru conducted with Tathagata.
Okay. Guru Hari. Then, in another time also, Mahaprabhu, hid him in Nandanacharya's house, some other time. And these two times, another time also, he went to Shantipur or somewhere else, and from there he came to Nandana's house. That was on the Shantipur side, near Ganges, and on the side of Shantipur, his devotee's house was Nandanacharya. And generally, when he used to hide himself from the devotees, for some reason or other, he used to take his shelter in that house, Nandanacharya. First met with Nityananda there, and in another two times also, he used to hide himself there. And our Guru Maharaj, he sometimes repeated the founder of that mot, Bhakti Saranga Goswami, of Prakita Prabhu, was after us, Goswami Maharaj. That is Nityananda's connection. He has written something in the place. He traced some sort of sentiment of Nityananda in him. So following that, when he establishes mot, and that mot, he did not want to establish his mot there. He purchased a house nearby Yogapitha. And that was dispossessed by Kunjababu. So, out of that sentiment, he did not want to have any center here. But my interest was that everyone who has come out of the main mot, they should have their own center in that area. I tried my best. First, I purchased some portion which I have given now to Paramahansa Maharaj, purchased that land, and gradually, Madhava Maharaj, you know, I helped many to purchase land and to establish center there. Because that is akin, it was seen to me that any pilgrim, when he likes to go to Mayapur, the place was in such that he may be looted there on that banks of that river. It was so dangerous place. Now after partition, so many in a residence, Hindu residence from East Bengal has come, so we find that influx of population. Otherwise it was very solitary place. When I came here, they all jungle, and even this leopards and jackals, so many hyenas and all to be found here. But I tell, so that place, he told that I won't have any, I purchased a house and that is out of possession now, possibly. Just my proportion, I won't make any center here. But I requested, it is not possible. You are a remarkable followers of our Guru Maharaj. You visited England also, and here in India you did so much important service to Guru Maharaj, and you should have one center there. At least only to show that Guru Maharaj had disciples of such divinity. We must have. So anyhow, I purchased the land with my money, and I took the deed to him to Calcutta. I have purchased in your name this land, and you must have a center there. And then he paid up the money to me. And then I told that you had, we heard that you have some connection with Nityananda. And this place, Nityananda, first stayed and Mahaprabhu met him here. So I think, and this is also in the southern extremity of Mayapur, this side. The center is somewhere near the bridge, and this has been the southern extremity of Mayapur, and you have connection with Nityananda. This must be the place of Nityananda's first visit, first center. So you may give it the name of Nandanacharya Bhavan, and he did so. There he has blessed, installed as Gaudiya Nityananda. This is the history underlying. Gaudhari Bol. Jai Gaudhari Bol.